بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, this is going to be today our session number 38. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fa Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, we're going to be starting with a new lesson, lesson number 32, which is puts us in the position where we have three lessons remaining in this course. Lesson 32 today we're beginning, and 33 and 34. So these are the final three lessons, and these lessons are quite involved, so we should be paying attention. We're at the point now where we know how to do this. And we shouldn't be concerned or frightened or turned back because of the details of a particular lesson. So today's lesson, this lesson is a little bit lengthy lesson, so, and because of it being quite involved, instead of hastening through it, we're going to take our time. We're going to do the English key today, try to explain it in some detail, maybe make a couple of other points, and then in the next session we'll do the Arabic text, the dialogue, explaining it in some detail, and some of the exercises. Probably we'll do the Arabic text in the next session, and the first and second exercise, the second exercise being the Arabic explanation of the subject of today's lesson, al-istithna. So today, inshallah, we'll go over the English key. Next week we'll do the dialogue and the Arabic explanation of this lesson, and some of the exercises, and then in the third session, we expect to take three sessions to complete this lesson. In the third session, we'll do the exercises. Okay, so we're not going to rush through this, but it does require memorizing some technical terminology and understanding how they work and what they mean. So please, and hopefully for homework, everybody has actually read the English key at least, and that was what we had for homework. And, if there are any questions, inshallah, we're going to try to clarify it today. Okay, so there are several parts of this lesson. The first part is the explanation of the elements of istithna. And then the second part of the lesson is the different kinds of istithna. Okay, and so there's some terminology that we have to learn here. The third matter is going to be the two types of sentences that contain istithna. And the next matter is going to be the i'rab. And this is very, very important, the i'rab of mustathna. The mustathna after the particle illa, and then the mustathna after siwa and ghayr, and then the mustathna after ma'ada and ma'khala. And then there are also three other points, or four other points in this English key. There's ala, the particle used to draw attention to something important, and there's the master fa'alun. And then there's the plural of words like dinar. And then there's the khabar of kana, if it is a pronoun. It may be either attached or separable. So there are actually 5 points to the English key. But most of it, the majority of the English key, at least 4 pages of it, is related to al-istithna. And then just 1 page is related to the other 4 points. Okay, so let's get started. Again, today, inshallah, we're going to read the English key, and we hope to clarify anything that needs clarification. So before I start reading, I'm going to try to send you some notes, with a chart that has, on one page, almost everything that you need to know about istithna. Okay, so this is going to be the explanation today, but inshallah, hopefully, I'm going to see if I can get this chart for us, and get some help from somebody with technical knowledge, which obviously is, it appears to be something quite simple, but maybe I don't know exactly how to do it. Somebody to just take a picture of this chart that I have and send it to you, and it will help you to go along with the explanation of the lesson. It will show you everything on one page, that we're going to cover today. So I'm going to try to get that chart out to you before the end of the day. I have some young people here with me today who can help me, inshallah, after this lesson. I'll ask them to try to prepare this to send out to everybody. It's just a chart that shows everything on one page that we're going to be explaining today. So it shows al-istithna, that there's tam and there's mufarrag, and then under tam there's munqati' al-muttasil, and then under muttasil there's mujab and ghayr mujab. So it just kind of like makes an easier connection to follow than than if it's on many pages, because this explanation is over 4 pages, so there's a lot of information and there's examples and there's full explanations of things. The chart just gives you the bare skeleton, total picture of al-istithna. And it doesn't have all the explanations and all of the examples that are given in the explanation that we're going to do today, but at least as a reference and as a review aid, you can see the whole thing on one page in front of you, and the relation of each of these terminologies that we're going to be looking at today, tam and mufarrag, and muttasil and munqati'a, and mujab and ghayra mujab. So all of these terminologies we're going to look at and discuss today, inshallah. Hopefully you already read them, and hopefully you understood them, and perhaps you even memorized these terminologies. Okay, so there's at least 8 or 9 different terms that we need to know. We need to know the term al-mustathna. We need to know the term al-mustathna minhu. We need to know the term adatul istithna. We need to know mufarrag and tam. We need to know muttasil and munqati'a. And we need to know mujab and ghayr mujab. So there's like about 9 words that we need to understand the meaning of them at least. And probably we also need to memorize each of these words. Even if we don't memorize the technical definition, we need to know what each one of them mean. Alright, so we're going to have 3 weeks to complete this lesson. So if we didn't memorize all the words yet and we didn't comprehend everything yet, we have another week and another week after that, inshallah, to do it. Alright, so nobody should be overly concerned. It's a quite involved lesson, but we have plenty of time to do it. We could do this lesson in 2 sessions, but I just felt like, let's just take our time and not rush through it, and it'll be better, inshallah, and we'll get more out of it. Okay, page 138 of the English Key, lesson 32. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number 1, and again, this is the core of the lesson, this point number 1. As far as points 2, 3, 4, and 5, they don't even cover one page. Okay, so those are secondary matters. Point number 1, the example they gave us is najaha at-tullabu kullahum, or it should be najaha at-tullabu nam kulluhum illa khalidin. Kullu should be tullabu kulluhum illa khalidan. Okay. All the students have passed except Khalid. All the students have passed except Khalid. This is an example of al-istithna'u. This is an example of al-istithna'u, exception. All of the students have passed except Khalid. So let me just stop here for a moment and say that what we mean by exception is that there's a general statement and then there's something or someone that is excepted from it, is taken out from that ruling. To remove something from the ruling of whatever came before it. So the ruling of what came before it is all the students have passed. And now we want to make an exception. All the students have except. So we're removing what comes after illa. We're removing what comes after illa from the general statement that came before it. All of the students passed, with the exception of Khalid. Alright, so that's what istithna is. It is the removal of what comes after the tool of exception, in this case illa, but we'll see the other tools of exception. What comes after the tool of exception from the ruling of what was before it. So what was before it, all the students have passed. What comes after it, the exception accepted from that, is Khalid. He did not pass. Okay, what are the elements of al-istithna? Says this is an example of istithna, exception. The istithna has 3 elements, 3 arkan, 3 essential, pillars. three essential pillars or three elements. And these three elements are critical to understanding and being able to work with al-istithna. The first one is al-mustathna. A. Al-mustathna. It is the thing that is accepted. And in the above example, it is Khalid. Yani, he's not included in the ruling of all the students passed. Al-mustathna means the thing that is accepted. Not A-C-C-E-P to accept something, but yani, E-X-C-E-P-T-E-D, accepted. Yani, the exception. The thing that's the exception to the general rule that's mentioned before, accept. Okay, so the mustathna is the thing that is accepted, taken out of the general rule. In the above example, it is Khalid. نَجَهَ التُّلَّابْ كُلُّهُمْ إِلَّا خَالِدًا. B, the second element. المُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ. It is the thing from which exception is made. Yani, it's the general rule that came before the word إِلَّا. Yani, and that after إِلَّا, something is going to be removed from it. So the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ is the thing from which exception is made. And in the above example, it's the tulab. So the students at Tulab are the mustathna minhu, and Khalid is being accepted from them. Yani, is being removed from whatever is said about the students. He's not included in it. He's an exception to that. The mustathna is the thing that's accepted, that is removed from the general rule, and the mustathna minhu is the thing from which the exception is made, and in the above example it is Tulab. The third element, C, is adatu al-istithna. It is the tool or the instrument of exception, which is illa in the above example. The tool of exception, the instrument that's used to make the exception, to remove something from what was mentioned in the general statement before. All the students passed. That's the general rule. And then we want to remove someone from that general statement that everyone passed, except Khalid. Alright? So there's the mustathna, the thing that's accepted, taken out of the rule. The mustathna minhu, the thing from which the exception is made. The general rule that somebody is being removed from. And then there's the tool or the instrument of exception. In this case, it's illa. Illa is a harf. Yani, it's a particle. There are other tools or instruments or adawat. There are other tools that are used for exception. They are غَيْرُ and siwa. These are nouns. And مَا عَدَى and مَا خَلَى. And these are verbs. So there's some more details to this, but in any case, we'll suffice with siwa and غَيْرُ. Because there's also suwa and sawa, which has the same meaning as siwa. And there's also yani, other verbs that are used for exception, yani besides ada and khala, or ma ada and ma khala and ma hasha. Alright, but these are the main tools of exception. The particle illa, the nouns siwa and ghayru, and the verbs ma ada and ma khala. And sometimes these verbs are used without ma. But when they use with ma, then we'll see that, yani, it means that, in terms of i'rab, it's going to be mansub, okay? But for now, let's just suffice that the elements of istithna is the mustathna minhu, and the adat of istithna. And the actual tools of exception are the particle illa, and the nouns siwa and ghayr, and the verbs ma ada and ma khala. Now let's go to the next point, the kinds of istithna. So it says, number one, if the mustathna is of the same kind as the mustathna minhu. What do we mean? If the mustathna is of the same kind as the mustathna minhu, meaning the thing that's being accepted, taken out, if it's of the same jins as the mustathna minhu, the thing that the exception is made from. Meaning, in the example, Khalid is of the same kind as the students. He's a student. Alright? So, for example, apples are fruit. So it's of the same kind. If we say, I love all fruit except apples. So apples is a fruit, so it's of the same kind. If a person says, I visited every store in this mall except the big one at the beginning. So the big one at the beginning is a store in the mall, so it's of the same kind. That's what we mean. If the thing that is being taken out is of the same kind as the yani thing that's mentioned in the original statement, the general rule, if it's of the same kind, yani, then it is said, the istithna is said to be muttasil. Muttasil means what? It means that the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, they are of the same type. They are not different things. They are of the same type. Mean muttasil, yani they are connected to one another. They are of the same type. In the above example, Khalidun is a student. Here's another example. Yani Khalid is a student, so he's of the same type as the general rule of students, but he's accepted from them. Here's another example. زرت البلاد الأوروبية كلها إلا اليونان. I visited all the European countries. البلاد الأوروبية كلها except Greece, except Yunnan. Greece is a European country. So if a person says, I've visited all the European countries except Yunnan, so this is of the same type, because Yunnan is a European country. As opposed to if somebody said, I've visited all of the European countries except Sudan. So now, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are not of the same type, because Sudan is not a European country. Alright, that's what we mean by, if the mustathna, the thing that the exception is made for, is of the same kind as the mustathna minhu, the general rule, then this istithna is said to be muttasil. Yani the two things, the general rule that's mentioned in the beginning and the thing that is accepted from them, they are of the same type. Okay, then it's called, this is said to be muttasil. Number two, the second type of istithna, if the mustathna is wholly different in kind, different jins from the mustathna minhu, the istithna is said to be munqati'un. Okay, so we have two elements here. Yani there are three elements, the tool for exception, but the main two elements other than the tool are the main thing that's mentioned in the beginning, and then the exception, the thing that is the exception from it. Okay, the mustathna is the thing that we are removing, that's the accepted. Yani the exception is made for it. And the mustathna minhu is the thing that we're making the exception from. If they are the same, we say it's muttasil. And if they are different, we say it's munqati'un. Munqati'un means they're cut off. They are not of the same type. They are two different things. Yani I visited all the European countries except Sudan. Sudan is not a European country, so they're not the same. But if I visited all the European countries except Yunnan. So Yunnan is a European country, so they are of the same kind. That's muttasil. But if I said I visited all the European countries except Sudan, then they are not of the same kind. So that's munqati'. For example, wasala ad-duyufu illa amti'atahum. Yani the guests have arrived except their luggage. It is obvious that the baggage is wholly different in kind from the guest. Yani, it belongs to the guest, but baggage is not a guest. So, if somebody said the guests have all arrived except the baggage. No, the guests have all arrived. Yani, so the meaning here is except the baggage mean, but the baggage didn't arrive. Because baggage is not a guest, alright? So it is obvious that the baggage is wholly different in kind from the guest. So this is what we call munqati'un. The meaning of the sentence is that the guests have arrived, but their baggage has not yet arrived. In the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam says about the idols, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Surely they are enemies, the idols. They are enemies to me, except the Lord of the universe, رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is in 26 Surah 77, It is obvious that the Lord of the universe, the Rabbul Alameen, is not of the kind, the same kind as idols. Okay, so the Rabbul Alameen is not one of the idols that he's talking about in the beginning. So if you said, that they are enemies of me, the idols are all my enemies, except the Rabbul Alameen. So the Rabbul Alameen is not included in the idols. So this is what's called munqati'un, that you mention an exception for something that's not even originally a part of the thing that you are making the exception from. It's not really a part of it. Okay, that's the munqati'un. So these are the first two terms in terms of istithna that we have to learn. Yani muttasilun and munqati'un. Muttasilun means the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are of the same kind. Munqati'un means that the mustathna, the thing being accepted, and the mustathna minhu, that which it is accepted from, that they are of different kinds. They are wholly different. They are not the same. Okay, turning the page to page 139 of the English key for lesson number 32. It says, from another point of view, yani looking at it from another way. The first way we looked at it, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, are they of the same kind or are they two wholly different things? That's one angle. From another point of view, the istathna is either tam or mufarrag. Tamun or mufarragun. So this is looking at it from another perspective. We're looking at the mustathna and the mustathna minhu from another perspective. So these are two more terms that we need to become familiar with. Tam or mufarrag. If the mustathna minhu is mentioned, then it is tam. As in the previous examples, the mustathna minhu, the thing that we are making the exception from, is mentioned. Then this is called tam. Tam means the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, both of them are mentioned. And if the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, yani only the mustathna is mentioned, the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, then this is called mufarrag. Again, and then we'll give an example. If the mustathna, the thing that we're making an exception for, and the mustathna minhu, the thing that we are making the exception from, if both of them are mentioned, then we say tam, yani everything is there, so it's complete. But if the mustathna minhu, the thing that we're making the exception from, is not mentioned, then we say mufarrag, yani it's not complete. Yani something is missing. The mustathna minhu is not mentioned. This is called mufarrag. For example, ma ja'a illa hamidun. Nobody came except Hamid. Ma ra'aytu illa hamidan. I saw no one but Hamid. Let me just explain these two examples. Ma ja'a illa hamidun. So the mustathna Hamid is mentioned, but the thing that he's being exempted from is not mentioned. Ma ja'a illa hamidan. Hamid is the only one who came. But we're not saying who didn't come. Yani if we said, ma ja'a at-tullab illa hamidan. So at-tullab would be the mustathna minhu, and hamidan is one of them. But in this case, the tullab are not even mentioned. Or the teachers are not even mentioned, and Hamid is one of them. Or the soldiers are not even mentioned, and Hamid is one of them. Only the mustathna is mentioned. So this is an example of mufarrag, where the mustathna minhu, the exception Hamid, yani that he's accepted from, that yani mustathna minhu is not even mentioned. Only the exception Hamid is mentioned. Okay, nobody came except Hamid. I saw none but Hamid. Ma ra'aytu illa Hamid. I only saw Hamid. It doesn't say I didn't see any of the students except Hamid. Because the students did not mention, that's called mufarrag. Mufarrag. If the mustathna minhu is mentioned, it's called tam. And if the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, it's called mufarrag. Note that if the istithna mufarrag, where the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, in the istithna al-mufarrak, the sentence is always negative, prohibitive, or interrogative. And we'll look at that in some detail later on. But the point is that the mufarrak istithna is always going to include a negation of something, or a prohibition of something, or an interrogative, a question about something. For the mufarrak, it's always going to contain one of these three things. What is the mufarrak? It's when the mustathna minhu, yani the thing that the exception is being made from, is not mentioned. If both are mentioned, it's tam, it's complete. If the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, it's mufarrag, it's not complete. Okay, another point. We're still on the top of page 139, line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The sentence containing the istithna is also of two kinds. Yani a sentence that contains exception, there are two types of sentences. And this is going to go back to what we just mentioned about the mufarrag always contains one of three things, either negation or prohibition or interrogation. It always contains a negation or a prohibition or an interrogative, yani a question. Okay, that's the mufarrag, where the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. So the sentence containing istithna is also of two kinds. So this is a third way of looking at istithna. The sentence itself is going to be of two kinds. A, an affirmative sentence, which is called mujab. And B, a negative, prohibitive, or interrogative sentence, which is called ghayru mujab. Alright, so these are two other terms that we have to be familiar with in order to understand that istithna. The sentence that contains istithna, exception, is of two types. It's either an affirmative sentence, that's called mujab, or it's a negative, prohibitive, or interrogative sentence, that's called ghayru mujab. So what's an example of an affirmative sentence? For example, yani affirmative sentence means that there's no negation in it. It's affirmed, there's no negation, there's no prohibition, there's no interrogation. It's not a question. It's just a statement that's affirmed. That's called mujab. For example, iftah النوافذ إلا الأخيرة. Open the windows except the last one. So there's no question here. There's no prohibition here. There's no negation here. We're not saying don't open the windows. We're not saying he didn't open the windows. We're not saying, yani, did he open the windows? There's no negation, there's no prohibition, and there's no question. This is affirmation. If the sentence doesn't contain these three things, negation, prohibition, or interrogation, if it doesn't contain these two things, it's an affirmative sentence. In Arabic, it's called mujab. The second type of sentence of istithna is when it contains one of these things. B, a negative, prohibitive, or interrogative sentence is called ghayru mujab. For example, ma ghaba at-tullabu illa Ibrahima or Ibrahimu. And this can either be mansub with fatah or marfoon with dhamma, and we're going to look at that when we look at the i'rab of istithna. The example they gave us, yani this first example is from one of these three things. It's the negative. Okay, if there's negative, prohibitive, or interrogative, it's called ghayru mujib. They're going to give an example for each one of them. Example of negation being present, nephew, a negation of prohibition being present, nahyu, and a negation of, yani, interrogative, yani, istifham. They're going to give us three examples. So the first one is, ma ghaba at-tullabu illa Ibrahima or illa Ibrahimu. The students were not absent except Ibrahim. This is an example of negation. Ma ghaba. The students were not absent illa Ibrahim. Yani, Ibrahim is the only one who was absent. The second example is an example of prohibitive, yani of nahyu. لا يخرج أحد إلا الجدود or إلا الجدود can be mansub with fatha or marfoon with dhamma. No one should leave except the new ones. لا يخرج. This is لا الناهية. So here's an example of a غير موجب, not an affirmative sentence. There is a prohibition here, nahi. لا يخرج أحد. No one is allowed to go out. إِلَّا الْجُدُدَ وَإِلَّا الْجُدُدُ except the new ones. Third example is an example of interrogative, يعني استفهام, where there's a question. هَلْ يَرْسَبُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا الْكَسْلَانَ وَإِلَّا الْكَسْلَانُ Does anyone fail except the lazy? هَلْ يَرْسَبُ Here's استفهام, it's a question. So if there's negation or prohibition or استفهام or a question, then this is what is called غير موجب. It's not affirmative if it contains any one of these three elements. هَلْ يَرْسُبُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا الْكَسْلَانَ Or you can say إِلَّا الْكَسْلَانُ Can be mansub with fatha or marfoon with dhamma in this particular case. And we'll explain it a little bit better as we go through the yani the way to do the i'rab of the istithna. Does anyone fail except the lazy? This is an example of interrogative. Okay, so far what we have covered are the three elements of istithna, al-mustathna, the thing that's accepted, al-mustathna minhu, the thing from which the exception is made, and adat al-istithna, the tool of exception. And we said that the tools of exception are a number of things. One of them is the harf, the particle illa, and others are the nouns siwa and ghair, and the verbs ma'ada and ma'khala. Then we said kinds of istithna. If the mustathna and mustathna minhu are of the same kind, this is called muttasil. They are connected to each other. If they are wholly different, it's called munqati'a. They are cut off from one another. From another point of view, we said that the istithna is either tam, complete, or mufarrag, incomplete. If the mustathna minhu is mentioned along with the mustathna, mustathna minhu and mustathna are both mentioned, this is called tam, it's complete. Both of them are present. If it is not mentioned, yani if the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, but only the mustathna is mentioned, this is called mufarrag. It's not complete because the element of yani mustathna minhu, the thing that the exception is made from, is not present. This is mufarrag. Mufarrag always contains one of the elements of negation, prohibition, or interrogation. And we said this, yani the istithna that contains one of these elements is called غير موجب. It's not affirmative. It's negated or prohibited or yani questioned. Whereas if it's free from these elements, then we said it's mujab, yani an affirmative sentence. It doesn't contain negation, prohibition, or interrogation, yani istifham, question. Okay, now we go on to the next part, more detailed part of what's related to istithna. Now we're going to a more detailed part of what's related to istithna. It says the i'rab. We're on page 139. Bottom half of the page, the i'rab of the mustathna. So how do we understand the grammatical explanation of al-istithna? The mustathna after illa, yani after the particle illa, has some details, okay? So we're going to see it's numbered 1, and then 2, A and B, and then 3. So there are three things that we're going to be looking at here before we look at the mustathna after siwa and ghair, these nouns, or ma'ada and ma'khala, these verbs. Okay, so there's the rules of istithna, the i'rab, when we are using the particle illa, and then there's a separate rule altogether for siwa and ghair, the two nouns, and there's a different rule for ma'ada and ma'khala, the two verbs. But as far as the two nouns and the two verbs, the i'rab for them is very simple. But what is a little bit more detailed is the i'rab for yani the mustathna after illa, yani the thing that is going to be the exception is made for, not the thing that is made from, but the thing that the exception is made for. The i'rab of the mustathna after illa has some details, and it's going to be divided into 1 and 2 A and B, and then 3. So there's a rule for one, munqati', and there's a rule for muttasil, mujab or ghayr mujab, and then there's a rule for mufarrag. Alright, so let's take it step by step, and then we'll try to summarize it at the end. The mustathna after illa. One. In the istathna munqati'. In the mustathna munqati'. What do we mean by munqati'? We mean the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are of a different kind. They are not the same. If they are the same, we said it's muttasil. Both are the same. The mustathna and the mustathna minhu, if they are the same, then we said that's muttasil. If they are not the same, we say that's munqati'. So let's look at the munqati'. That's the easiest one. The mustathna after illa. If istithna munqati'. The mustathna is always mansub. Yani when the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are different, then the mustathna is always gonna be mansub. So for example, you say لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ. For every sickness has a medicine except death. So كُلِّ دَاءٍ, every sickness, for it, there's دَوَاءٌ, a medicine, إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ. The problem here is what? That maut is not a sickness. So every sickness, that's one kind, and maut is something wholly different. Therefore, when the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are completely different things, this is what we call munqati'. So the mustathna after illa, if it's munqati'a, if they are two different things, then it's always going to be mansub. And generally speaking, istithna, yani the i'rab of the mustathna, is generally going to be mansub. But there are exceptions to that, and that's what we're looking at now. But the main rule is that the mustathna, the thing that's being accepted from something else, that's being removed from the general rule that's mentioned before, that thing is generally going to be mansub. Mostly it's mansub, but sometimes it's not. Okay, so if it's munqati'a, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are two wholly different things. They are not muttasil, so we say they are munqati'a. It's always going to be mansub. Okay, now let's look at the next one. What if it's not munqati'a, but they are both the same? Okay, now we're going to look at when the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are both the same. So if they are both the same, what we're going to be looking at is the sentence mujab, affirmative, or ghayr mujab, not affirmative. Okay, so first let's look at, okay, it's muttasil. The mustathna and the mustathna minhu are the same. So it's muttasil. It's not munqati'a. So A, if the sentence is mujab, yani the muttasil sentence, where the mustathna and mustathna minhu are both the same, if the sentence is mujab, meaning it's affirmative, it doesn't have a negation or a prohibition or istifham, then the mustathna is mansub. So if it's munqati'a, it's always mansub. If it's muttasil, we have to look, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? If it's mujab, it's also mansub. For example, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ الذُّنُوبَ كُلَّهَا إِلَّا الشِّرْكَ. Yani Allah forgives all sins except shirk. So shirk is a sin. So الذُّنُوب is the mustathna minhu, and الشِّرْك is the exception from it, and they are the same. So they are muttasil. There's no negation, there's no prohibition, there's no istifham. So therefore it is what? Mujab. So whenever the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are the same, it's muttasil, and it's also affirmative, mujab, then it's also going to be mansub. So you see so far, munqati' is always mansub. Muttasil, if it's mujab, it's also mansub. B, if the sentence is ghayr mujab, there are two possibilities. Okay, so if it is muttasil, the mustathna and mustathna minhu are both of the same kind, and the sentence is affirmative, mujab, it's mansub. But if it's ghayr mujab, in other words, there's istifham, or there's nafi or nahi, prohibition or negation or question, then there are two possibilities. The mustathna may be mansub. So we stay with mansub. Munqati is mansub. Yal muttasil mujab is mansub. And muttasil ghayr mujab, or it has two possibilities. The first possibility, it may be, it's permissible that it be mansub. Or may have the same i'rab as the mustathna minhu. So both of them are permissible. You can make it mansub, which is sticking to our general rule of istithna being mansub. But if it's ghayr mujab, and it's muttasil, they're both of the same type, but it's not affirmative. There's negation or prohibition or istifham, then we may stick with our general rule of it being mansub, or it is also permissible that it have the same i'rab as the mustathna minhu. Yani the thing that's mentioned in the beginning, the general rule. If the mustathna minhu is marfoon, then you may make the mustathna marfoon. If it is mansub, you may make it mansub. If it's majur, you may make it majur. Meaning it can follow the same i'rab as the mustathna minhu. This is in the case of the istithna that's muttasil, both of them are the same, but it is not affirmative. It has a question or negation or prohibition. In that case, we may follow the general rule of making it mansub, or we have also the permissibility of making it follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, the thing that the exception is being made from. Okay, so they're going to give us examples of غير موجب, يعني متصل but is غير موجب. And غير موجب means that there is نفي, negation, or نهي, prohibition, or استفهام, يعني interrogation. And they're going to give us examples for each one of these three things, three examples for each of them. Okay, so the first one is the متصل غير موجب that contains نفي. We're on the bottom of page 39, negative, نفي. Let me just highlight this word here so I can pay attention to it. Okay, the example they gave us is the students did not attend except Hamid. ما حضر الطلاب إلا حامدا أو إلا حامدٌ. The students did not attend. ما حضر الطلاب إلا حامد إلا حامدا أو حامدٌ. The students did not attend except Hamid. So here we have, and we have muttasil, both the mustathna minhu, yani tulab, and the mustathna Hamid, both of them are of the same kind. So it's muttasil. But it's not mujab, it's not affirmative. Why? Because there's a negation here. Ma hadara tulab illa Hamid. In this case, yani the mustathna can be mansub according to our general rule, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu in this case, which is at-tullabu, marfu'un with dhamma. Yani, at-tullabu in this sentence is marfu'un because it's the fa'il of hadara. So the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, at-tullabu, being marfu'un with dhamma, so it's permissible for Hamid to be marfu'un with dhamma. This permissibility of it being mansub, following the general rule, or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, is particular to the istithna, which is muttasil. Both of the two parts are of the same kind, but it is ghayr mujab, it's not affirmative. It has a negation, a prohibition, or a question. Let's look at another example of this, yani muttasil ghayr mujab, negation. ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدا إلا حامدا. I did not ask the students except Hamid. ما سألت الطلاب. Here الطلاب, the مستثنى منه, is منصوب as the مفعول به of سألت. So in this case, because the طلاب and Hamid, they have the same kind, and therefore we say it is متصل, but there is negation here. So we have two possibilities for the مستثنى. It can either be mansub, illa hamidan, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu at-tullab. In this case, at-tullab is mansub with fatha because it's the maf'ulun bi. So we can say, ma sa'altu at-tullaba illa hamidan, following the general rule of being mansub, istithna being mansub, or in this case, because it's muttasil, ghayr mujab, it's not affirmative, so therefore, We can also, we have the permissibility of following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. In this case, is mansub, so we can say hamidan. Third example of negation, yani muttasil ghayru mujab, not affirmative. There's negation here. Ma ittasaltu bi at-tullabi illa hamidan or illa hamidin. I did not contact the students except Hamid. Yani here, the mustathna minhu is at-tullabi. It's majroor because of bi. So the mustathna Hamid can be, following the general rule of being accusative, illa hamidan, or can be majroor illa hamidin, following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, bit-tullabi. Okay, now three examples of marfu' and mansub and majroor for the istithna, that's muttasil. Both parts are the same kind, but it's not affirmative. It's غير موجب. In this case, غير موجب is because there's النهي, prohibition. لا يخرج أحد إلا حامدا وإلا حامد. No one should leave except Hamid. In this sentence, يعني in this sentence, the لا يخرج أحد. يعني أحد is the فاعل of يخرج. It's مرفون with دمة. So that's the مستثنى منه. So the مستثنى can either follow the general rule of being mansub, or can follow the rule of the مستثنى منه أحد مرفون with دمة. So we can say أحدا منسوب or أحد مرفوع. It's possible, it's permissible to make it follow the general rule of being mansub على الاستثناء, or following the إعراب of the مستثنى منه, in this case أحد, which is the فاعل of يخرج مرفوع with دمة. The example of mansub. لا تسأل أحدا إلا حامدا إلا حامدا. Here both with mansub, because why? Because the مستثنى منه is mansub here. So you can either make the مستثنى حامد mansub because of استثناء, or mansub following the إعراب of the مستثنى منه. لا تسأل أحدا. Don't ask anyone except حامد. The third example of النهي, prohibitive or prohibition, is لا تتصل بأحد إلا حامدا or إلا حامد. Don't contact anyone except حامد. يعني here the مستثنى منه بأحد is مجرور because of the preposition be, and therefore the مستثنى حامد can be إلا حامدا منسوب because of استثناء, general rule استثناء is منسوب, or it can follow the إعراب of the مستثنى منه, يعني بي أحد. So you can say إلا حامدا or إلا حامد. Okay, the third situation, which is غير موجب, it's متصل. Both of the two parts are of the same kind, but it's not affirmative. It's not يعني it's not موجب, it's غير موجب. It's not affirmative, it's غير موجب because of what? Negation or prohibition or استفهام. So in this particular case, they've given us three examples of when there's يعني an interrogative, استفهام, a question. When it's مرفون, منصوب, or مجرور. We're looking at what? We're looking at the مستثنى منه. We can follow the إعراب of the مستثنى منه. So here we're seeing يعني this permissibility of it being mansub or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, and we're going to see three examples of mustathna minhu being marfu and mansub and majroor. Again, the permissibility of either being mansub or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu is only in the case if the istithna is muttasil, both parts are the same kind, and secondly, it's غير موجب. It's not affirmative. It's غير موجب. It's not affirmative. There's negation or prohibition or استفهام. Here we're looking at استفهام. هل غاب أحد إلا حامدا or إلا حامد. Was anybody absent except حامد? Here there's a question. So it's غير موجب, in which case we have the permissibility of it being منسوب according to the original rule of استثناء being منسوب, or it can follow the إعراب of the مستثنى منه أحد. Here أحد is the فاعل of غابة, so it's مرفوع, so we can make the مستثنى marfu'un. Or we can leave it according to its original rule being mansub. هَلْ غَابَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا حَامِدًا مَنْسُوب وَحَامِدٌ مَرْفُوعٌ following the إعراب of the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ أَحَدٌ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا حَامِدًا or إِلَّا حَامِدًا did you see anyone except Hamid? Here, يعني the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ أَحَدًا is مَنْسُوب as the مَفْعُولٌ بِي of رَأَيْتَ مَفْعُولٌ بِي مَنْسُوب so you can make the مُسْتَثْنَى مَنْسُوب according to the rule of istithna, or you can make it mansub following the mustathna minhu ahadan, which is mafulun bi mansub. Alright, so in this case, if the mustathna minhu is mansub, so you can either follow it being mansub because of the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, or the original rule of istithna being mansub. And finally, majrur, hal ittasalta bi ahadin illa hamidan, or illa hamidin. Did you contact anyone except Hamid? Did you contact anyone except Hamid? Here, the mustathna minhu bi ahadin is majrur because of the preposition bi. Therefore, the mustathna Hamid can be illa hamidan mansub according to the general rule of istithna being mansub or illa hamidin. You have the permissibility of making it majrur following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, which is bi ahadin. Okay, to summarize this point, or to summarize where we are up until now, we said if the istithna is munqatiya, if it's munqatiya, meaning the two parts, mustathna and mustathna minhu, are not the same, it's then the mustathna is always going to be mansub. But if they are the same, muttasil, then we have to look at, is it affirmative, mujab, or is it not affirmative, غير مُجَب? If it's affirmative, مُجَب, it's also going to be mansub. But if it's not affirmative, it's غير مُجَب, then there are two possibilities. It's permissible to make it mansub according to our general rule, or it's permissible for it to follow the i'rab of the مُسْتَثْنَى minhu. And the غير مُجَب, yani is either because there's نفي, negation, or نهي, prohibition, or استفهام, interrogation. In those three cases, of any of these being present, then we say it's غَيْرُ مُوجَب. Here it's permissible to make it mansub or to follow the i'rab of the مُسْتَثْنَى minhu, which could be مَرْفُوعٌ, could be mansub, could be مَجْرُوعٌ. We have two possibilities. Now we go to the third matter. The first matter is if it's مُنْقَطِيَة, it's always mansub. The second matter is if it's مُتَّصِل. And if it's مُتَّصِل, we have to look at two things. Is it مُوجَب? Therefore it's going to be affirmative, it's mansub. If it's غير مُجَب, it's not affirmative, then it can be mansub or can follow the i'rab of the مُسْتَثْنَى minhu. The third matter now, we looked at its مُنْقَطِيَة, we looked at its مُتَّصِل, مُجَب or غير مُجَب. Now we're looking at number 3, page 140, halfway down the page, in the استثناء مُفَرَّغ. استثناء مُفَرَّغ. What do we mean, استثناء مُفَرَّغ? We mean that the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ is not mentioned. The مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ is not mentioned. So it says here the مُسْتَثْنَى does not have a fixed إِعْرَاب. It takes the إِعْرَاب it deserves in the sentence. It takes the إِعْرَاب that it deserves from the sentence. What do we mean the i'rab it deserves from the sentence? Yani, if not for the particle illa, what would be its i'rab? Yani, if we take out the particle illa, yani, what function would that, the mustathna, have in the sentence? Whatever its i'rab would be if there was no illa there, that's what we mean by it takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. Yani, in the sentence, if there was no, yani, particle of exception illa. Again, In the istithna mufarrag. Mufarrag is the opposite of tam. Tam means both parts are mentioned. Mufarrag means that the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. If the mustathna minhu is not mentioned at all, then that's what we call mufarrag. And mufarrag, yani the i'rab for mufarrag, is it takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. Takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. Let's see an example of this. Ma rasaba illa bilalun. No one failed except Bilal. Ma rasaba. There's no mustathna minhu mentioned here. Yani it doesn't say ma rasaba ahad al-tullab. Yani it doesn't mention other students. Doesn't mention other teachers. It doesn't mention anything. Yani for the mustathna minhu. This is what we mean by mufarrag. This is what we mean by mufarrag. The opposite of tam. Tam means both parts are mentioned. The mustathna minhu and the mustathna. If both of them are mentioned, we say it's tam. And then we look and see, is it muttasil or munqatiya? Yani are they of the same kind? It's muttasil. If they are of two different kinds, then we say munqatiya. But here we're saying both parts are not mentioned. It's not tam. The mustathna minhu is not mentioned at all. So now we're not looking at are they the same or are they different, because the mustathna minhu is not even mentioned. So it's mufarrag. The mustathna minhu is not mentioned. In that case, we look at what should be the i'rab of the mustathna in this sentence if there was no particle illa. No one failed except Bilal. Here the mustathna, Bilal, is the fa'il. And if there was no illa here, we would say ma rasaba Bilalun. Without illa, we say ma rasaba Bilalun. Right? So if there was no illa, what would be the function of Bilal in the sentence? Fa'il. Therefore, it takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. And if illa was not present, it would be the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. So that's its i'rab. Here the mustathna Bilal is the fa'il. To find out the i'rab it deserves, omit illa. Just take out illa and it will become clear to you. For example, if we omit illa in the above example, we get ma rasaba Bilalun. And here Bilal is the fa'il. This is done only to find out the i'rab. We're not changing the sentence, because taking out illa changes the meaning. But what we're doing here, we're just saying, how do you know what's the i'rab of the mustathna in the sentence where the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, the mufarrag, istithna mufarrag, the mustathna minhu is not mentioned? How do you figure out what's the i'rab of the mustathna? You just take out illa, just for the sake of knowing its i'rab. But you can't take it out, yani, in terms of the meaning, because if you take it out in terms of the meaning, it changes the meaning completely. So we just take it out to see what is the i'rab. Again, to find out the i'rab it deserves, omit illa. And it will become clear to you. For example, if we omit illa in the above example, ma rasaba illa Bilalun, if we take out the illa, we get ma rasaba Bilalun. And here Bilalun is the fa'il, marfu'un. This is done only to find out the i'rab. The meaning, of course, is the opposite of what the original sentence means. And if you take out illa from the meaning, then it changes the meaning to the opposite meaning. But we're just taking it out just to figure out the i'rab. Let's see another example. Ma ra'aytu illa Bilalan. I saw no one except Bilal. Bilalan is maf'ulun bi, as it is clear from, if we take out illa, ma ra'aytu Bilalan. So Bilal in that sentence is clear that it's the maf'ulun bi mansub. But of course, that changes the meaning. So we're not taking it out for meaning, we're just taking it out for i'rab. Because ma ra'aytu Bilal means I didn't see Bilal. But ma ra'aytu illa Bilalan means I didn't see anyone except Bilal. So that means I did see Bilal. Alright, so again, we're not trying to take out illa in terms of the meaning, but we're taking out illa just to be able to determine its i'rab. What would be its i'rab in the sentence if not for illa? And this tells us what the i'rab is. Okay, there's no problem with the majroor, yani in other words, if the mustathna in this mufarrag sentence, if it is marfu'un, we take out illa and we see that it's, for example, the fa'il. And if it is mansubun, we take out illa and see that it's the maf'ulun bi. But if it's going to be majroor, there's no problem, because what? It's preceded by a preposition. So we already know that it's majroor. We don't have to figure out the i'rab. There's no problem with the majroor as it is preceded by a preposition. For example, ma bahathtu illa an Khalidin. I was looking for none except Khalid. Yani ma bahathtu, I didn't search. illa an Khalidin, except for Khalid. I didn't search for anyone except Khalid. So here, we don't have to figure out the i'rab because of the preposition an being used in this sentence, making it majrur. We already know that it's majrur. Okay? Ma darasna illa bil jamiyati, islamiyati. We did not study in any university except the Islamic university. Here we don't have to figure out the i'rab after illa because the mustathna al-jamiyati is the object of the preposition be. So it's clear to us the i'rab if it is majrur. Note, we have seen in lesson 27, yani of this book, that only the separable form of the pronoun is used after illa. Only the separate form of the pronoun in the accusative case is used after illa. Here are some examples of this, meaning the mustathna that's going to be mansub coming after illa, we're only going to use it in its separate form, yani with iya, that we learned in lesson 27 when we looked at yani the pronoun when it is mansub after illa, it's only used with its separate form. We can't say, for example here, لا نعبد إلا هو. Yani, if the pronoun is going to be the mansub after illa, it has to be used in the separate form with iya. We learned that in lesson 27. So here are some examples of this, yani where the pronoun used after illa, yani when it's going to be in the accusative case after illa, then it has to be in its separate form. لا نعبد إلا إياه. We worship none but Him. Yani, we worship none but Allah. We can't say إلا هو. And the same thing, سأل المدرس الطلاب كلهم إلا إياك. The teacher asks all the students إلا إياك, except you. We can't say إلا ك. You have to use the separate form, because the accusative pronoun after illa is only used in the separate form. Okay, this is the end of the rules related to illa. This is the end of the rules related to the i'rab of illa. And again, yani, just to summarize the rules of i'rab that are related to the particle illa. Okay, this is different from siwa and ghair, different from ma'ada and ma'khala. This is just for illa. We said that after illa, the first possibility is that the mustathna, yani the mustathna is the munqatiya type. Munqatiya, we mean that it's not muttasil. Munqatiya means that the two parts, mustathna and mustathna minhu, are different. If they are different, it's always mansub. The mustathna is going to be mansub. The second possibility is if the mustathna is muttasil, the two parts are the same, in which case they're either mujab, affirmative sentence, or yani ghayr mujab, yani not affirmative, meaning there's negation, prohibition, or istifham. So if it is mujab, it's always mansub. If it's ghayr mujab, then it is permissible for it to be mansub according to the original rule, or it's also permissible that it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. Can be marfoon, majroor, or mansub. The third matter that we looked at is if the istithna is mufarrag. Mufarrag is the opposite of tam. Tam means both parts are mentioned. Mufarrag means the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. So the i'rab in this case is following the i'rab, and mufarrag is following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So it's not fixed i'rab. It can be mansub, it can be majrur, it can be marfu'un, depending on the mustathna minhu. If we take out illa and we look at the mustathna, what would be its function in the sentence? Would it be a fa'il marfu'un, maf'ulun bi, mansub, object of a preposition majrur? That's going to be its i'rab, but illa has to remain for the meaning to be correct. Okay, so we looked at three different things, and we need to, in terms of i'rab, we need to kind of keep those things clear in our mind. Munqati is always mansub, muttasil, mujab is mansub, ghayr mujab can be mansub, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. The third one is the mufarrag. Mufarrag does not have a fixed i'rab. It takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence if you looked at the sentence without illa. Okay, now we're going to go to the final part of what are related to the core of this lesson, mustathna after ghayru and siwa, which is very simple. The mustathna after these words, yani ghayru and siwa, the mustathna after these words is majroor, because it is mudaf ilayh. Yani siwa and ghayru, the word that comes after them is going to be mudaf ilayh. So the mustathna is always going to be majroor, mudaf ilayh majroor. Its original i'rab is shown by these two words. And if not for the ghayru or siwa making it majroor, the original i'rab is seen in siwa or ghayru. Meaning, in the sentence, najaha at-tullabu ghayra hamidin. Ghayra hamidin. Yani the students all passed except Hamid. Here ghayra is mansub, just as hamidan is mansub in najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan. Yani this is muttasil mujab. So yani it with illa, it's muttasil and it's mujab, so it has to be mansub. So ghayra is mansub here. Yani why is it mansub? Because if not for ghayru being used, hamid would have been mansub, as in najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan. But hamidan became majroor because of ghayru or because of siwa. So how do we know what the original i'rab of hamid would have been? We look at ghayru. So ghayru should have taken the i'rab that hamid would have been taken if not for this preposition siwa or ghayru. Alright, so here ghayru is mansub, just as hamidan is mansub in najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan. Second example, ma najaha at-tullabu ghayra hamidin. Here ghayr may be mansub or marfu, just as hamid may be mansub or marfu in ma najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan or illa hamidun. Here this is because why? This is because we have a sentence that's muttasil. Both parts are mentioned, but it's غير mujab. There's a negation here. So if it's غير mujab, we said that there are two possibilities. It can be mansub according to the original rule of istithna, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, ما نجح الطلاب. Here the mustathna minhu طلاب is marfu with dhamma. So it's possible it can follow the i'rab, and we can say ما نجح الطلاب إلا حامدٌ. Or we can follow the original rule of mansub illa hamidan. So in this case, the word ghayru is taking, yani, it can be mansub with fatha, or it can be marfoon with dhamma. The next example, ma najaha ghayru hamidin. Here ghayru is marfoon. Just as hamid is marfoon in the sentence, ma najaha illa hamidun. Why is hamidun marfu'un in ma najaha illa hamidun? If we take out illa, hamidun is the yani fa'il of najaha, and therefore it's marfu'un. So the same thing, if illa is not used but rather ghayru is used, then we look at what would have been the i'rab of hamid in the sentence with illa, and that would be the i'rab of ghayru. Ma najaha ghayru hamidin. Another example, ما سألت غير حامد. I didn't ask anyone other than Hamid. In this sentence, yani if illa was used in this sentence, we would say ما سألت إلا حامدا. Take out illa. We know حامدًا is the مفعول به, would be mansub. So غير takes on the mansub i'rab of fatha. Here, yani ما سألت غير حامد. And that's because yani hamidin is majroor because of ghayr, but if not for ghayr, it would have been mansub as the maf'ulun bi, the object of the verb sa'altu. Ma sa'altu illa hamidan. And it says here ghayr is mansub just as hamid is mansub in ma سألتُ إلا حامدا, يعني take out إلا ما سألتُ حامدا, مفعول به منسوب, so the غير became منسوب. And they didn't give an example for مجرور, but we will say ما مررتُ بغير حامد, يعني حامد is مجرور because of غيري, but غير is مجرور here بغير حامد because of the preposition ب. Here غير is مجرور just as حامد is مجرور in ما مررت إلا بحامد. And that's an example that's not written in the book. I'm just giving that just to complete the examples of it being يعني مرفوع or منسوب or مجرور. The إعراب of سوى is exactly like غير, but it is latent, as سوى is a مكسور noun. As سوى is a مكسور noun. We can see this in lesson 1. In lesson 1, يعني of book 3, level 3. So the point here is that everything that we explained about غير, the same thing is applicable to siwa, except because siwa is a maksura noun. It ends with alif maksura, and alif never takes a vowel, so we don't see the noun. We say it is latent or takdiri. We studied that in lesson 1 of level 3, the first lesson of this book. Alright, so the same rules that apply to ghayru are the same rules that apply to siwa. Okay, so just quickly, yani what did we say about غيرو? We said the مستثنى after these words, غيرو and سوى is مجرور. The مستثنى is مجرور because it's مضاف إليه مجرور. Its original إعراب is shown in the two words, يعني غيرو or سوى. So how do we know its original إعراب? If we exchange غيرو or سوى for إلا, right, then we would know what would be the إعراب, the original إعراب of the مستثنى. And the original إعراب of the مستثنى is going to be the إعراب of غيرو or سوى. With غيرو we will see the فتح or the ضمة or the كسرة, but with سوى we're not going to see the vowel because it's an اسم مكسور, so the إعراب is going to be تقديري. Alright, the final point related to استثناء is the مستثنى after ما خلا and ما عدا. And I'll just mention here that there's also ما حاشا, and also these ما عدا ما خلا are sometimes used without ما. Okay, and so there's some more details of that. We'll leave it for now and just say what's here. The مستثنى after ما خلا and ما عدا, after these two tools of exception, the مستثنى is منسوب all the time, منسوب. By the way, without the details of غيرو and سوى, the مستثنى after غيرو and سوى is always مجرور, مضاف إليه مجرور. So it's really easy. The مستثنى after ما عدا ما خلا, which are verbs, is always منسوب. So that's also easy. For example, اختبرت الطلاب, منسوب بالفتح, ما عدا ثلاثة. ثلاثة مفعول به منسوب الفتح. اختبرت الطلاب, I examined the students, ما عدا except ثلاثة, three. So here ثلاثة is the مستثنى after ما عدا and ما خلا. The إعراب is always going to be منسوب because these are verbs. It's going to be the مفعول به منسوب. Another example, the poet says ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل. Lo, everything, كل شيء except Allah, ما خلا الله, except Allah, everything except Allah is باطل, is untrue. Here باطل should have the تنوين, but it has been omitted for metrical reason, يعني just for the line of poetry to be even. ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل. Okay, so this is the end, and I'll just summarize here. يعني غيرو and سوى, the مستثنى is always going to be مجرور. ما عدا ما خلا, the مستثنى, يعني the word that's being accepted, the thing that the exception is made for, not the thing that is made from, the thing that this is an exception to what's mentioned before. After ma ada, ma khala is always mansub. After siwa and ghayru is always majroor. So what we are really paying attention to here, these siwa and ghayr and ma ada and khala are easy. But what we really have to be paying attention to is the mustathna after illa. If it's munqati', yani meaning that the two parts, mustathna and mustathna minhu, are different, it's always mansub. If they are the same, muttasil, then we look, is an affirmative sentence, it's going to be mansub. Is ghayru mujab, not an affirmative sentence, then it can still be mansub, or it's permissible to make it follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. If it's mufarrag, meaning the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, then it doesn't have any fixed i'rab, but it takes the i'rab of whatever it deserves in the sentence, and that is by taking out illa and seeing the mustathna, what would be its i'rab? Would it be the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, or the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, or the object of the preposition majroor with kasra? Whatever its i'rab would be, if you took out illa, that's going to be the i'rab. It doesn't have a fixed i'rab, but it takes the i'rab that it deserves from the sentence. And this is the summary, yani, of istithna. Now we have a couple of other points as we close out. The point number 2 is on the bottom of page 141. Ala is a particle, and this doesn't have shadda. It's not ala, it's ala. It is a particle used to draw attention to something important. For example, ala innahum humul mufsiduna walakin la yash'urun. Beware, pay attention. This is something important. Ala innahum humul mufsiduna. They themselves are the mischief makers, but they do not perceive. This is in Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 12th ayat. This particle is called harfu istiftahin, yani opening, beginning. Watanbihin, yani bringing to someone's attention, caution. Yani this particle, ala, is called harfu istiftahin watanbihin, the particle of commencement, you're beginning with it, and you are bringing to someone's attention, warning them, cautioning them. Number 3, one of the patterns of the masdar is fa'alun, with sukun on the second radical ayn, as in from the verb sharaha yashrahu, he explains, sharahun, explanation, fathun, opening, darbun, hitting, and so on, that we'll see in the lesson. Number 4, the plural of dinar, that is a gold coin, is dananiru, mamnu min as-sarf, taking a single vowel. Note that in the singular, there's only one noon. In dinar, there's only one noon. Dal, ya, noon, alif, ra. But in the plural, there are two noons. Dananir. There are some other words like this, like dimas became, with one meme became two memes, damamis, and we'll see that when we get to the lesson. And qiratun, with one ra, became qararit. And diwanun, with one waw, became dawawinun. So there are other words like dinar, which form their plural like dinar, yani, which originally has only one noon, in the plural has two, and so, and the other words that have this same, similar format. And we'll look at, yani, more of them in the lesson. Number 5, if the khabar of kana, remember kana is a fi'l naqis, it requires an ism and a khabar. If the khabar of kana is a pronoun, it may be either attached or separable. For example, you can say, أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَكُونَ قَاضِيًا? Do you want to be a judge? Answer, لا. مَا أُرِيدُ أَن أَكُونَهُ. Or, لا. مَا أُرِيدُ أَن أَكُونَ إِيَّاهُ. No, I don't want to be one. Both, أَكُونَهُ and أَكُونَ إِيَّاهُ are right. In other words, If the khabar of kana is a pronoun, you can connect it to kana. You can say ma uridu an akunahu, or you can make it separate with iya ma akuna, ma uridu an akuna iyahu. Both of them are permissible. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. And I urge everyone to please pay attention to this lesson. Very important lesson. In the beginning, of course, it's a little bit involved because there are a lot of expressions that we need to learn. The mustathna, the thing that is accepted. The mustathna minhu, the thing which exception is made from. The adat al-istithna, the tool of exception, which include illa, which is a particle. And it includes siwa and ghayru, which are nouns. And it includes ma'ada and ma'khala, which are verbs. So all of these terminologies we need to know. Also, the other terms that we need to know is yani mufarrag and tam. Tam means when both parts, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, are mentioned. Mufarrag means when the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. And then there's also munqati'a and muttasil. Yani if the istithna is tam, both parts are mentioned, then we have to look at, is it muttasil, where they are both of the same kind, the mustathna and mustathna minhu, or is it munqati'a, where they are totally different things, they are not of the same kind. And if it is muttasil, we also have to look at, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? Yani mujab means the sentence is affirmative, and ghayr mujab means the sentence is not affirmative, it's negative, prohibitive, or interrogative. And then we have to look at the i'rab that we looked at. Yani with illa, the i'rab is involved. And we have to consider all of these things. Is it mufarrag? Yani in which case, it doesn't have any fixed i'rab. It takes on the i'rab that's required by the sentence. But if it's tam, yani meaning the both parts are mentioned, then before we know what the i'rab of the mustathna is going to be, we have to look at, is it muttasil or munqati'a? If it's munqati'a, then yani meaning that the two things are of different i'rab, then the mustathna is always going to be mansub. But if it's muttasil, we have to look at another consideration, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? If it's mujab, it's always mansub. If it's ghayr mujab, it can either be mansub or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. And inshallah, as I said, I'm going to try to send us the chart where we can see this whole layout yani on one page. We can see all of these terminologies, and we can see the different various i'rabs that come with illa. As far as the i'rab with yani the nouns and the verbs, ghayru and siwa, it's always majrur. With ma'da and ma'khala, it's always mansub. So that's not on the chart. That's like easy. What's going to be on the chart is the i'rab of the mustathna when it is after illa. And these are the things that we have to consider. Is it mufarrag or is it tam? If it's tam, we have to consider, is it muttasil or munqati'a? If it's muttasil, we have to consider, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, yani to have the energy and the desire to study this lesson carefully and to understand it well, and to memorize the terminologies and the definitions of each of these words and the application of the rules of istithna, yani during the next 2 weeks. Yani we have 1 week to read the English key. We'll have another week to read the dialogue and the explanation of istithna. And then we'll have another week to do the exercises. So hopefully in this first week we got a good portion of it, or all of it. And if not, if we didn't get all of it, then next week, inshallah, we should master it. And the third week, inshallah, we'll just do practical application. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone. Yani, doing whatever we do out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and desiring His pleasure and nearness to Him. And may He recognize, reward, and record all of our good deeds. And may He pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors. And may He grant us al-thabat, firmness and steadfastness upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are ill, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away. and that he fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and that he protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.